The Marine Life Protection Act is coming to California's north coast, and seafood harvesters are concerned protecting the coast could impact their livelihoods. The MLPA for Northern California begins next week. A meeting will be held in Fort Bragg on Tuesday. It's near completion from Half Moon Bay to Point Arena. As environmentalists and fishing interests hashed out conservation and fishing areas there, sustainable seaweed harvesters in Point Arena may have fallen through the cracks.
Of the 500 species, we've identified 6 or 8 that are really delectable if you apply a lot of labor to them.
John Llewellyn is a self-proclaimed environmentalist. He says he's been harvesting seaweed off the Point Arena coast for 30 years. One of his main crops is a sea palm, a tiny 2-foot-tall tree-like seaweed.
One of my friends used to call it the hippie seaweed because the waves keep hitting it. It's got long hair. It gets knocked down and then it jumps back up laughing and throwing its hair around, and the waves hit it again.
The Llewellyns run the Mendocino Sea Vegetable Company, one of several small cottage businesses that rely on access to the coast. Llewellyn estimates 40% of their annual seaweed crop comes from this area, just south of the Point Arena Lighthouse. Fishing groups call it Sea Lion Cove.
The hundreds and hundreds of pounds you can get out of an area like that is amazing. It's just amazing how productive it is.
But under the Marine Life Protection Act, this area would be off limits to all seafood harvesters, fishers, abalone divers, and seaweed harvesters alike. Karina Nielsen is an associate professor of biology at Sonoma State University. She says lawmakers passed the Marine Life Protection Act in 1999 to create areas and reserves for marine conservation.
To potentially help sustain and restore fisheries and marine life that's being exploited, to provide for improved recreational and study and educational opportunities. Those are some of the main goals.
Nielsen served on the science advisory team for the North Central Coast Marine Life Protection Act, spanning from Half Moon Bay north to Point Arena. Nielsen's also an expert in intertidal ecology and seaweeds. She's currently studying the sea palm.
In the late 90s, the harvest was at approximately 7,500 pounds, most of it coming in from Mendocino County. It stayed there till about 2003, and after 2003 it's jumped up and now it's up closer to about 35,000 pounds per year. And that's a fourfold or quadrupling of the harvest.
Nielsen says half that amount is sea palm. But demonstrating how they harvest the sea palm by cutting off the tips of its fronds, Llewellyn says his methods are sustainable.
If we harvest just the tips of the fronds, the plant stays alive and keeps growing and reproduces. And not only that, we get the most elegant seaweed product on the market.
They're so totally on the right track, and I really have to emphasize that. What they have done is very, very, very good and in their self-interest.
Nielsen says science agrees to an extent. According to Nielsen's research, the sea palm fronds carry billions of spores that become sea palm babies. Standing near an area of sea palm Nielsen is researching off the Fort Bragg coast, she says the more the fronds are trimmed, the fewer the reproductive spores.
There are billions of spores and you reduce it to maybe a billion or a million. So the next question, and this is the subject of the current study for which I don't have an answer yet, but we will shortly, is does that reduction actually result in declines in the abundance of the population? So does the population size decline if you keep taking that way?
So why are seaweed harvesters losing areas they've carefully harvested for decades then? Nielsen says no one walked away from the Marine Life Protection Act process totally satisfied.
And that is a very unfortunate situation. There are other areas, however, where one can harvest sea palm. The idea of the MLPA, or the Marine Life Protection Act, is to save some areas of the coast in their natural state. That means not affected by human activities. So it's there are trade-offs in trying to protect naturally functioning ecosystems and also allow for commercial exploitation. And you need to balance the two.
But for some fishing groups, that's not good enough. Some say they've been processed, not heard. And some people are listening. Fred Ufrat is with Senator Pat Wiggins' office. He attended the day-long event.
I think the MLPA is a huge endeavor, and in its broad sweep, it occasionally misses small parts. The seaweed is a good example of a small part that it might be missing. I don't think it's enough to sink the MLPA process, and in fact, Senator Wiggins is very much in favor of the MLPA process. But we're also in favor of people in Mendocino County and other coastal communities continuing their livelihood based on the ocean. So we don't want to see government regulation necessarily take that away without an extraordinarily good reason and an alternative.
Although the Marine Life Protection Act process for the North Central Coast is near completion, it's not complete yet. Euphrat says there still may be hope for seaweed harvesters like the Llewellyns. As for the North Coast, the Marine Life Protection Act is nearing its process for the coasts of Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties next month.